Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 1153 of Ask Pat 2.0. You're about to listen in on a conversation, a coaching call between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. We're speaking today with Jay Helms from W2Capitalist.com, and we're talking about what could be one of the most important discussion topics ever that has been discussed here on the show. And that is the idea of positioning your business, of nailing that pitch, of understanding the right words to say so other people on the other end will know exactly not only what you're just talking about, but why you're the person to listen to and follow. This is all about positioning and messaging. And if you don't nail this, then it doesn't matter what products you have. It doesn't matter what blog posts you're writing or videos you're creating. If you don't nail the messaging and the language and the positioning, all that's kind of all for nothing. So Jay, a little bit, has been struggling with this. We're going to talk it through today. It's going to be a lot of fun. So here we go. Here's Jay from W2Capitalist.com. Jay, welcome to Ask Pat 2.0, my friend. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I am honored. The pleasure's all mine. I know it. This is amazing.
Well, I'm stoked. And I'm sure everybody's excited to listen in on what you have going on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
Yeah. So Jay Helms, founder of the W2 Capitalist, W2Capitalist.com, which is one of those things where our story is very much collides. Why I follow you is I started a side hustle. So I'm a real estate investor who just happened to enjoy what I was doing for my W2 and realized in the W2 world, I was not going to get to build the wealth that I wanted to for my family. So I started this side hustle of investing in real estate. We were having a lot of success with it. And then I was like, oh, I want to help share this. I want to help educate other people. So the W2 Capitalist was born in 2018. Fast forward to May 1st, 2020, I was laid off due to COVID. And I've been following you for a while, but now that I have a lot of free time on my hands, I've been really diving into your content and just into your community, into the SBI Pro. And I will say that when the last, it's been over, what, 6 months now, 7 months, I have grown the W2 Capitalist exponentially more in the last 6 months than I have in the last year and a half. And I have to say, a huge part is to what you've done, right? And the content you keep putting out is just, it just resonates with me. I know you're from the Southeast, you're from Tennessee, right? Originally.
Connecticut. Fish.
No. All right. So let's back up. What, you're from Tennessee, or you spent some time in Tennessee. You have family in Tennessee.
I have friends in Tennessee, and I've been there a few times. So maybe saw it on my social streams. And I have gone fishing there. I have indeed gone fishing there. So.
All right. So that's egg on the face. That's a fail.
Hey, man, it makes us love you even more. It's all good.
But no, I mean, you know, your story of being laid off in 2008, you were married. Same here. You know, I was laid off. I'm married. We have three kids, all six and under. And it was one of those things where, you know, taking your story of inspiration of you just, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Same here. I'm done with the W2 world, and this is kind of make or break, make it happen. So,
dude, well, congratulations on getting laid off. You know,
that's it.
Literally, as you know, in my story, that's the thing that started everything. Even though at the time I didn't think it was a good thing, it was the best thing that ever happened. And way to go, taking action already. What were some of the things that you've already done since the layoff to grow W2 Capitalist and your brand?
So, I have a mastermind. I have a podcast. The mastermind was, you know, it was happening once. It started off as once a month, or I think once every other week. Don't really remember. Now, to this point, we have 22 sessions a month. They're led by various people other than me. I still lead some because I probably get more out of the mastermind sessions than I do some of the members, which it makes me feel bad for charging for it. But then I keep hearing, hey, you're not charging enough, right? And your voices was one of those voices that kept saying, hey, you're not charging enough. And I'm almost ashamed to tell you this price. When we first started out 2 years ago, I was charging $25 a month.
25, less than $1 a day, bro.
Yeah. And now I'm up to 100. And I keep hearing that, dude, you're not charging enough. There's so much value in here. You're putting this, you know, I have people who are in other masterminds coming to mine because, like, they just keep telling, hey, the camaraderie that is not there in the other masterminds, and that's what I want out of it. And so, you know, I'm still tweaking it and polishing it. The price is going to go up next year, and we're going to keep doing that. But so one of the things, we had the podcast too, right? Getting very few downloads. I think maybe my mom and my wife were the only ones. Now, I know my wife doesn't even listen to it because I went to her phone the other day. I was looking at her podcast and I was like, you haven't downloaded or listened to anything in the last 6 months. I was like, where's the love? Anyway, but no, so it was mainly a hobby, right? And now it is a true business that we're trying to exponentially grow, right? And I have this huge BHAG. I know I'm never going to accomplish it, but that is the motivating part of it, right?
So big, hairy, audacious goal. What
yes.
is it?
So I actually have two. I don't know if I can have two, but I want to provide 300 years of generational wealth for my family, right? So when my great-great-grandkids talk about, well, this is Pawpaw Jay's money, you know, this is how we're able to do these things. And if you think about that goal, that's a long time. I mean, the U.S. hasn't even been around for that long, right? If I'm doing the math correctly.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to think about, honestly.
Yeah. So there's that one. And then the other part is, so that's more personal, but for the business and for the brand, is I want to help 1 million people reduce their stress and anxiety from financially providing for their families, right? Whether they have a W-2, and this is kind of where I wanted to pick your brain at today is I have been all over the place with my message, right? Hey, you can work. And it's been what my life was, right? It was, hey, I work at a high paying, high demanding job. I also have time to invest in real estate. Also have a family, you know, three kids, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm out of the W-2 workforce, my message has drifted to, you know, invest so that you don't have to work. Right. And I've had some people who are very close to me and they're like, Jay, your message is confusing. Where are we now? You know, and
yeah. So, and that's great feedback, you know, to hear that straight up.
Absolutely. And it really challenged me to kind of figure out, what do I want the message to be? And then I was watching you on one of your lives and you mentioned Chris Ducker and his event that he had going on this week. I did not get to see the whole thing. Just the schedule didn't work out. But the first day was probably the most important day for me. And I feel like I fine-tuned that message again. But it seems like this is a recurring theme. And I've heard you and other folks who talk about it takes a couple of years to really fine tune your message and find your swim lane and kind of get into it.
Yeah.
And I'm almost there, right? I'm almost there. My question is, how do I know? How do I know that, all right, this is hitting home. This is resonating with everybody. It's not going to resonate with everybody, but.
Correct. It's not going to resonate with everybody, but you'll know when you have one-on-one conversations with people. And this is what happens when this didn't happen right away either. But when I started having conversations with people who are like, what do you do? And I start talking, sometimes initially before my messaging was good, I would say things like, you know, I have like online businesses and I, you know, I help people with an exam and I teach people everything from like social media to search engine optimization and stuff. And I realized that, okay, well, first of all, that was wrong because that's what I'm doing and what I'm showing. But what am I actually helping people get? What is the transformation?
Yeah.
Right. So that transformation, the benefit of all these things that I'm teaching, becomes a central component of the message, or should be a central component of the message, because it's like, that's what I want. Tell me how to get there now. Oh, here's all these like pieces now that you have to put together. But number two, like, as I've gotten better, and for me in particular, it's a little bit difficult because I speak to different kinds of people all the time. I'm a podcaster, I'm a blogger, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm like in a different situation. I can kind of read who's in the audience and what I think would resonate with them. And I'll kind of reposition the message to that. But it's basically, you know, remaining the same. And what happens is you have people like look at you and go, oh my God, like that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know? And when you hear that, then you know you've got them because you've triggered something emotionally in them, right? You've gotten them to go past the, well, how do I do that? To just, that's the vision that I'm looking for. And when you can step up as a leader and nail that messaging and nail that positioning, you're going to be able to have a crowd follow you now and be able to serve more of them, right? Imagine, you know, we just finished the election here in the US, right? Like, what does every good politician have? They have their messaging down pat because that is how they get followers, right? Because, and they have to be like layman's terms. They have to be like, you know, yeah. You say it and you get it. You don't have to think at all. And of course, what do these politicians have? They have dozens and dozens of people who are like Harvard writers who are doing this for them and making it up on the fly. And if something happens in the world, then they come up with some other phrase that like really makes an impact on people. And oftentimes we hear these sound bites everywhere. And those are the things that get picked up.
Yeah.
But we don't have dozens of writers and copywriters at our disposal. But what we do have is the ability to, as a good entrepreneur, to put ourselves out there, test and see what works and see what doesn't. And the more that I've just put myself out there to have conversation, just like you're putting yourself out here today, like I'm halfway wanting to ask you to just pitch me on your idea right now and have you just like, you know, humble as much as you want or nail it on the first try. I don't know. This is why in SPI Pro, I don't know if you saw the challenge in October 2020 was to the 60-second pitch challenge. This challenge was outside of a lot of people's comfort zone, but I heard so much feedback from people saying, this forced me to nail my messaging and to get it under 60 seconds with a video where it was just one take. Now I have my messaging and now I've been able to impact more people. So you almost kind of have to like be forced to. So I don't want to like put you on the spot right now. I mean, you kind of gave us an idea of what you do, but
yeah.
Maybe I can challenge you to come back in 6 months and just, we're going to start the show with Jay and his pitch on what you do.
I would love to come back. I did not see that challenge. October was an extremely busy month for us, but oh, yeah. I'm going to go back and grab it for sure. Cause that is something I need to do. And I almost at times get exhausted from doing it because I'm like, man, is that really what the message I want out there? But what you just said is you've got to test, tweak, polish, and just kind of keep going over and over and over again.
You test it. Like you won't know. Even when it's perfect, you won't know until you try it.
Yeah. Here's one thing I'm struggling with too, is you have your overall brand statement, your personal brand mission, statement or whatever, yeah, right. Mission. But does it matter, like if you have a podcast or a YouTube channel or like say the products or services that I offer, you know, there's a mastermind and I actually started a coaching business because of you and the live that you did about that. Matter of fact, the day that you did that live, I was like, I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm going to do it.
No way.
Yeah. And I had two people sign up that day from that live. But yeah, I don't know. I just get exhausted trying to find the right message. Am I overthinking this? Am I overanalyzing it? Because the mastermind is built for a certain type of folk, right? And I've got my filtration systems in place and it's doing very well. The coaching business is still kind of new to me. I'm still trying to figure that out and still trying to figure out who the right person is to get into that. I don't feel like the messages are the same.
They don't have to be the same, but the like for your own sanity, so you don't have two separate things, yeah. You want to have some sort of congruency, right? Yeah. Like whether you get coaching with me, whether you join the mastermind, whether you take an online course, whether you listen to my podcast, either way, at the end of it all, yeah. XYZ, right? Is sort of the connector. And then of course, each of those individual things can be like, well, the mastermind, for those of you who want to feel a connection and have a support group so that XYZ, right? Or the podcast for those of you who want to get education on the go so that XYZ, right?
Yeah.
Or the, you know, course for the specific transformations that you can offer within the course so that overall brand mission XYZ, whatever that XYZ is. So they're connected, but you're right, they're separate. If you look at the
stuff right there,
thank you. If you look at the sales page for SPI Pro, you could probably get some good inspiration for your membership and how we use specific language. We did a lot of research on that, especially with relation to our audience. And, you know, your audience is different, but also the same in a way, and you can kind of pull inspiration from that. So that's at smartpathofincome.com/pro and how we made it community centric, you know, a safe place. All these kinds of things that we put in there are very purposeful, but it's almost like Tesla, you know, accelerating the world's transition to sustainable energy. Like that's their mission. And then they have, of course, their car brand to do that. But they also have energy and solar roof. And then they also have all these other components that each in and of itself, the car itself is the best performing vehicle and the safest vehicle out there. But it's also a part of their mission and their overall plan for accelerating to everything I just said. Anyway.
Yeah, it makes total sense. As a matter of fact, on my whiteboard earlier, I had mastermind community podcasts and all had different mission statements for them. And I just erased it. I was like, no, they should all support the overall mission, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you just very beautifully put, because now I understand, because I know you're a big Tesla fan when you grew up in Tennessee. I can't believe I did that. But yeah, it makes total sense. It makes total sense. I haven't thought about that. So thank you for clearing the water.
Let me just put you on the spot. If I were to ask you, what is the one or two words that really sums up all the different components of the things that you have? Like what's the one consistent thing between all of them? What would it be?
One or two words?
Yeah. Yeah. Or a sentence. Doesn't matter.
So I'm going to cheat. Can I cheat? Can I look at my cheat sheet here? For this is the Chris Ducker bootcamp thing that I just went through. I want to be known as the guy who helped you remove the stress and anxiety of financially providing for your family.
So less financial stress.
Yeah.
Okay. So the online courses, now I can see a vision of every single one of those in their own special way will help you reduce financial stress. This mastermind group, no matter what we talk about, no matter what we do, the ultimate mission here is to come together so that we can reduce financial stress. You know, less stress, more, I don't know. I'm just trying to make up something that
I am thesaurus is my best friend because my vocabulary is very limited. So when you said one or two words, I was like, oh man, how much time do I have? Not very much.
Sometimes you can think of it also as like a tagline. You know, one thing that I've been purposefully trying and experimenting on my YouTube channel, and it's actually made its way into the podcast, and it's more of like the Pat Flynn sort of, you know, because now we're an organization with multiple team members and we have this overall brand mission, and each of those team members have very specific superpowers that lend to helping sort of dreamers achieve their goals. But for me in particular, I've been experimenting with this phrase of help you make more money, save more time, and help more people too. And that's just become something that as I've said it more and more, I start realizing that everything I'm doing is either one of those three things. And then ultimately it's so that you can have sort of more freedom with your time and get to do more of what you want. So that messaging, again, didn't come right away. And it was one that I was like, well, let me just try this and see what happens. And it just kind of stuck. So you're kind of in that position where you're just like, you know what? You're not sure yet, but keep trying. And you know what else you could do? You could potentially even utilize, because you have an audience already, you could have even some guidance from your students and your members, right? If you were to ask your members a question like, if you were to sum up W2 Capitalist in one sentence and why you're here and what it's going to achieve for you, what would it be? You know, and then just like, now you're hearing language directly from your people, right? And you're like, oh my God, like one or two of them combined might be just be like, oh, okay, that's a home run or a grand slam.
Yeah, no, that's great. How long did it take you to get your phrase?
A couple hours, like of literally just like thesaurus, post-it notes, looking at other people's taglines and trying to like see, okay, I like this structure. What am like a lot of internal thinking of like, okay, what am I actually helping people do? What's the like thing that's consistent throughout all of my different kind of, you know, pieces of content? I've also tried other things like, you know, helping you make content creation easier and more fun. And I tried that for a while too. But then I'm like, okay, well, that's just one piece of the puzzle. There's more to it. And so I kind of walked away from that one. But again, I tried it and I just kind of see how people resonate. Because every time now I go on a YouTube channel of somebody who's growing really, really good and they have like that tagline, I'm like, yes, you're so good. Like you, and they say it every time. You'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're a fan of post-it notes. So I want to show you this. So
Oh, yeah, I see it.
All right.
Those are so, the thing. I see a big whiteboard in the back with some post-it notes on it.
Yes. So I am writing a book because of, again, something you've done. And that's my start. And it's up there because my kids would come in and the first version is on the floor. Like all the post-it notes are up in the floor.
That's why it's so high.
Okay. That's why it's so high. Yeah, they're not climbers typically. So, all right. So just keep going. Did you ever have this aha moment? You're like, oh, this is it. Because I know you said it was a couple of hours sitting down with it at the thesaurus or whatnot, but there was years that led up to that point, right?
Of course. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
No, there was no
aha moment.
No, in this case, there was. Sometimes there is when there's different things coming up. Like I'm trying to come up with a tagline for a course or a name for a course, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Power Up Podcasting, that would be great because you power on your business, like whatever. Yeah. And in this case, for the brand and the general feel of what I want people to know about me, especially in the first like 10 seconds after they hear me, it wasn't an aha moment. And I think that sometimes we just kind of wait for that and it never comes. And we're sort of like, give me a sign, right? Like, give me a sign. This is the one. And just like, it never came, but it became when I started to say it and I started to understand that this is what represented kind of what I do. I started to become more confident in it. And as a result, people started to resonate with it back. And it was never an aha sort of moment, but it's become what I've made it. Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
Cool.
So I got to get to work. Number one, I got to break the thesaurus out. And here's what I need to do. I need to go back and do the October challenge in SPI Pro. And then
yes.
I feel like I can then narrow that down.
And actually, that's great because in that video that I play to help everybody in there with the challenge, it gives you a structure for how to actually do the pitch. So the first part is going to be something that resonates with the person who's watching, either a question to ask or just going diving into a story that relates. And then the middle part is actually like, okay, what is the solution? What is this here? And what's ultimately going to do? And you're going to do well with the last part, which is like, how does this tie into your overall mission? Like we know what your overall mission is. And that's actually where a lot of the students in there were struggling. It's like, oh, well, what's the bigger reason? What's the bigger why here? You have that already. You have very clear goals. So I think with that in mind, you just need to nail the first two parts. And now there can be this almost movement to not just to support you, but to support all the people that you're going to have come across your brand.
Love it. Okay. I'm going to log in after this conversation. And actually, I'm going to go check on my son first because mom had to run errands. So I'm with the kids and they've been very quiet. So it's been.
Yeah. I'll let you get back to it. And Jay, thank you so much for coming in. Where can people go to find your podcast, your website, all the other things you have going on?
Yeah, best place is w2capitalist.com. Links to everywhere from there. Yep.
Pat, love thank it, man. You. Thanks so much. Thank you as well.
Thank you for everything you do.
My pleasure. All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation and coaching call with Jay, and I hope this was helpful for you as well. We did mention SPI Pro a couple times, so I'll drop a link right now for it in case you're interested in applying. As you can tell, there's some fun challenges that happen there, some great communication and networking between entrepreneurs just like you. And if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/pro, you can check out the application for that community. And we let people in waves every quarter, so you can get on that wait list and check it out and join Jay, myself, and hundreds of other entrepreneurs who are there to support each other. And I would love to invite you in. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/pro. Now, once again, if you want to check out Jay and what he's got going on, w2capitalist.com. Thank you, Jay, for coming on, being vulnerable and sharing with us, because not only am I here to help you, but I'm here to help others through your case study. So thank you so much. Look forward to connecting with you again in the future. And thank you, the listener, for joining me today, wherever you're at in the world. Just I want to say thank you for your time. It means the world to me. Say hello to me on where do I want you to say hello? Instagram or on Twitter. That's where I'm most active these days, at Pat Flynn. That was a very awkward pause. At Pat Flynn on those channels, and just say hello. Let me know that you're there listening. Love to say hi back and let me know what you learned from this episode and if you're going to take that challenge too and just work on your positioning and your messaging because that's super key. So anyway, thank you so much for today. I appreciate you. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. Appreciate all the reviews that have already been coming in this year. It means the world. Just a couple minutes to say something honest about the show goes a long way, and it helps others understand what they're getting into when they start listening to the show too. So I appreciate you so much. Take care. Hit subscribe because we got some great stuff coming your way next week and you're not going to want to miss it. So cheers. Take care. All the best. Team Flynn for the win. Peace out. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.